From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Poland says it is negotiating with the United States to permanently station American military heavy weapons inside its borders. As part of a U.S. plan under consideration to bolster its presence in Eastern Europe, the Baltic states, and further deter Russian aggression. The Polish Defense Ministry says the proposal calls for the U.S. to deploy battle tanks and their equipment in Poland. It was discussed in Washington last month, and the Defense Ministry expects a decision soon. If approved, the U.S. would store fighting vehicles and position as many as 5,000 troops in Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Poland, and possibly Hungary, all countries once part of the Soviet bloc. British media are reporting that London has pulled spies from hostile countries after Russia and China decrypted top-secret files leaked 2 years ago by former U.S. national security contractor Edward Snowden. The BBC and Sunday Times are reporting the pullback was ordered after Moscow gained access to more than 1 million encoded files. The newspaper, quoting separate government forces, said China also accessed the documents, which are said to reveal a wide array of Western intelligence techniques. Iran's president is warning world powers negotiating a final nuclear agreement to stop complaining over issues or risk missing the June 30th deadline for an agreement. Speaking to reporters in Tehran on Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani said an agreement is still within reach, but some issues remain. Iran continues to balk on a key issue for U.S. and European allies, allowing inspections of its nuclear facilities, which Tehran contends could compromise state secrets. World powers, the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany, have been seeking an agreement about Iran's nuclear development program in exchange for limiting future nuclear development. Iran expects international sanctions to be lifted. This is VOA News. Activists say Kurdish fighters have made advances toward an Islamic State stronghold in Syria near the Turkish border amid intense fighting between the two sides. The fighting has forced thousands of residents to flee to Turkey. Hundreds of Syrian refugees gathered near the Turkish border yesterday in an attempt to escape the violence. Meantime, ethnic tensions in Iraq and Syria appear to undermine efforts to defeat the Islamic State, as Laritza Hoke reports.
As Kurdish forces prepare a major offensive against Islamic State in Syria, hundreds of civilians are fleeing into Turkey. A Turkish official has accused the Kurds of driving out Arabs from the areas they capture. The United States supports Kurds in their fight against Islamic State, but is warning against sectarian violence. Meanwhile, members of the Druze minority in the Middle East have called on the international community to protect their brethren in Syria, where the Al-Nusra Front recently killed 20 Druze villagers. Several groups fight Islamic State and Al-Nusra Front in Syria, including government forces, but they also fight each other. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The International Criminal Court wants South Africa to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who is in Johannesburg for an African Union summit. The ICC says Mr. Bashir has two outstanding warrants. He has been charged with war crimes and genocide for sending the army in and backing Arab militias in putting down an armed uprising in the Darfur conflict in 2003. North Korea to date test fired 3 short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan just weeks after claiming a successful submarine-based ballistic missile test. South Korea's defense ministry says the North fired 3 KN-01 missiles from its eastern border town of Wonsan, which flew about 100 kilometers before landing in the sea. The test is the latest since Pyongyang's May 9th launch of 3 anti-ship cruise missiles. The chief of South Korea's Samsung Hospital told a televised news conference today the war hospital will suspend all non-emergency surgeries. Soon Jae-ho said the hospital will not accept any new patients either, since the deadly Middle East respiratory syndrome has taken a foothold in the facility. Since the first case was identified on May 20th, 145 people have been confirmed with the virus, 15 of which have died. Pakistan's Interior Ministry is allowing non-governmental organization Save the Children to resume operations after shutting down its headquarters in Islamabad last week and giving staff members 15 days to leave the country. The ministry did not elaborate on its reversal. Authorities sealed the office in the capital Thursday, accusing the organization of anti-Pakistan activities. By Friday, every office in the country had been closed. They said that they were suspicious of their activities. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.